And his name was City Limits.
What do you think of the news that City Limits is on for good here, Bob?
I think it's wonderful. Full-time, rising star.
I'm very excited
that
about
it. That is high praise from one of the main mentors in the business, Bob Pompiani.
But I'll say. Serious. You work hard. And, you know, hard work. That's one thing I always tell people, man. Doesn't matter how talented you are. People who have talent don't necessarily work hard. If you work hard, you can close the gap.
First night he was here, City Limits, I was in the next day. I'm not the most organized person, as we know. He called me that night, what do you need tomorrow? Whenever it was a guest or somebody like that, he was on it right away. I've seen that a lot of people don't realize that you have to work your way up in the world through hard work, just showing up and getting the job done. They think...
Especially of his generation.
Yes.
That generation doesn't think I'm, you know...
And sometimes they just don't know, like, I want to be the announcer for the Penguins someday, so do I just start doing that? No, you got to start. You got to start calling high school games. That's how you start.
Right, whatever it takes. And don't be adverse to anything. If someone asks you to do it, do it. The more experience you can get, the better it is. So,
yeah,
he's always struck me as someone very organized, very ahead of schedule on things.
Paul, seven-figure deal for City Limits is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Just like Steven Stamkos.
Which I was hearing the same.
What's hilarious is, you know, I know various people that own, you know, bars and restaurants and whatever, and exactly what you just said. They're like, we're to the point now where if we can just get somebody to show up for work, and we're happy.
Yeah.
Well, I hear that all the time, too.
If they actually show up and do a good job, then we're really happy. But we just need them to show up.
So in that environment, it's even more of an advantage.
Exactly.
Because they'll pick the person who shows up all the time and does a good job as, you know, they'll be the manager of that restaurant. You know what I mean?
I just know no differently. I mean, it's how I was raised.
You were raised well. Shout out to the City Limits parents, the city parents, the Limits parents. They did a wonderful job with this young man, Bob.
They did.
I'm bursting with pride.
You should.
Listen.
Consistency is also very important. You know, I understand there's rotating producers. I mean, when you get somebody that you can, you know.
Exactly.
Be on every single day with, you know, tendencies, you communicate better, everything.
He's living in the grand tradition of horse and horse's offspring, Folsy. Right?
That's right.
And now we have Limits as the next guy.
He tweeting it out soon.
So I just got this random text. Tell me what you think of this. You guys are worldly men. Good morning. Gives his name, manager with a certain car dealership. And I would like to buy your car cash in hand if you're interested. Please let me know also if you need a replacement. I can help you there as well. No haggle and obligation free. All right. What's in this for me? Well, why does he want my car?
Well, first of all, do you know who this is?
And
spam.
Spam. What are you doing reading it?
What do you mean
they don't
spam?
Want your car? It's spam.
It's spam?
Yeah, get rid of it.
They send it out to, you know, the thing is if they send out 10,000 of those texts, which they do because they have, you know, the way that they can, nowadays you can send out mass texts.
Well, what's in it for him then? If I just text him back like a swear word, does he then have my info?
Yes. But more importantly, what read that again?
Good morning, blank manager with blank blank. See, he gives a real name. Okay, and I would like to buy your car cash in hand if you're interested. Please let me know also if you need a replacement. I can help you there as well. No haggle and obligation free. So I'm going to use the company phone then and call them back. How's that?
What?
I don't think they do that. I don't think people do that.
The biggest thing is he's going to offer you cash for your car. It's going to be a lot less than your car's worth so that he can resell it for more. And he's going to get you into a car that you're probably going to pay a lot more money for than is actually worth. That's what he's trying to do. So if he sends out 10,000 of those, guess what? If out of 10,000... 50 people respond, and 25 people actually do a transaction with him, he makes a lot of money. That's what's in it for him.
If it's legit, I'm scared all the time. I don't like looking at anything. I don't want to respond to anything.
I fell for that a while ago. One time I fell for it. Somebody sent me a package, a UPS package or something.
Yeah, they don't do that. And you're not going to get that kind of...
Or what they claimed was a UPS.
And then when people, you know, they prey on some older people too with this, you know, IRS scam. You need to make this payment or else. They don't do that.
I'm scared, Bob. Everybody's out there trying to get us. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day, by the way, gentlemen.
Yes.
How about that?
And many more for you.
He gets 1.1
million. 1.19
million
every July 1st.
Apparently.
That's incredible.
Apparently, he's not the only one that gets really paid.
No, Darren Revelle put about three other names on. Max Scherzer gets $15 million from Washington, is it?
Yeah, and the other one is Rick DiPietro. Gets $1.5 million every year through 2029.
How about that signing? How about that signing?
I don't
signing
even remember him. I don't remember him.
I do.
I mean, I remember he got knocked out, but he hasn't been in the league in 8 years.
No, and that's the problem with the 15-year contract they gave to him.
How about Chris Davis?
Yeah, the one time we had like 50 home runs.
Yes.
Today he got $9.16 million.
He just won the lottery again today.
He will get it again next year. And then from 26 to 32, he will get $3.5 million on this day every year from 26 to 32. And then from 33 to 37,
he surpassed Bonilla.
He will get $1.4 million every July 1st. So, in all, in the years since he has retired, when he, you know, finally when this contract is over in 2037, he will have made $65 million in retirement.
If you were him, wouldn't you play golf every day, Bob?
Yes. I would rather be Monty Williams, though.
What's he getting?
$85 million not to coach anyone. 20 from Phoenix, 65 from the Detroit Pistons.
Oh, my God. That is unbelievable.
Or how about Jimbo Fisher gets $75 million not to coach?
Yeah. It's just, you know, we talk about wasted money and
can
all these deals.
Can he just
deals.
Lend me a million or just, give me a million of that? He doesn't need it.
If someone came to you here, Joe, and said, we're going to pay you $500,000 a year for the next 10 years, we don't want you on our radio station, what would you do?
Leave.
Me too.
I'd be in Florida by tonight having dinner with Ron Cook.
That's right.
No doubt about that.
He'd expect you to pay, though, since you just got that paycheck.
Even if he didn't get that.
Exactly. Even if I didn't. Stamkos headed to Nashville. Is that the latest limits?
Yeah, that's what Pierre LeBrun was saying, that all signs are pointing in that direction. Nothing finalized, but it's looking like he's going to be a Predator.
Imagine Stamkos as a one-time option for the Penguins. One of the greatest one-time shots in the history of the sport.
You know, he had 40 goals last year at age 34.
Yeah, it wasn't he's only 34.
I know, he seems like he's been around forever. Well, 18 and 16 years. He was 18 years old, 16 years. There you go, 34. So he still has a few years with that one time.
Isn't it interesting that Tampa can move on from him?
It's not popular, by the way. There are a lot of people down there who do not
isn't
like that.
Isn't that interesting?
It's
is
very
right.
interesting. There's a number of...
Yeah, but Bob, they brought in Gensel.
I know. Well, they made a choice. So now Gensel and Kucherov. And then you put Braden Point in there and others.
What were you going to say, Paul?
I was going to say, isn't it interesting that almost every year we see examples of teams that are willing to move on from their superstars when they feel like, okay, he's run his course here, or we've gotten as far as we can go. We love the fact that we won some cups and all that other stuff, but we don't feel like he can take us where we need to go. If we move on from him now and get some younger guys, that we might not have that Chicago Blackhawks-like, we're going to stink for, you know, X amount of years.
Yeah.
We might actually be able to avoid that, be able to rebuild quicker, and, you know, move forward. We still have a really, really, really dynamic goalie who's not that old. So we probably have a window if we can replace the talent in front of him. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not even, hey, Stamkos could help us chase a cup next year, but do we want to be paying him millions, tens of millions of dollars in 2030? No. Let somebody else do that. And we'll free up the money and bring in Gensel, who could help us for a longer period of time.
Who's what, like 7 years younger? Six, 7 years younger?
No. He's 29, 5 years younger.
5 years younger.
So essentially, yeah, they are considering the age factor in there and playing, you know, a long time. I don't know what kind of deal Stamkos is going to get, but I can't believe it's going to be 8 years. That would take him, you know. But as long as the money's right.
How many years for Nashville does it say? Limits?
No terms yet.
It'll be at least five, Bob.
Well, that's fine.
Wait, a four-year deal.
Yeah, four-year deal. I just found. Yeah,
that's what I'm going to say. It's probably heavy. It's probably $10 million a year, I would imagine, too, in that range.
That's what's being reported right now. That's not for sure yet. And then didn't the Devils just make a move too, Bob?
Yeah, the Marchessault from it's reported. You know, it's not official yet, but yes. Jonathan Marchessault is a really good player who, you know, they got some different people out there now in Vegas and they made him expendable for the price.
Interesting. All these big moves, like we said, the Penguins' big moves were last offseason and made for multiple years. Locked up a goalie, locked up a number one D-man. Yep. How many teams last year spent that kind of money on those two critical positions, your number one defenseman and your starting goalie? Those are two pretty critical positions. Yeah. And he spent, well, $27 million on the goalie and tens of millions on Carlson. I realize that that trade itself was a financial wash, which was great. But you still owe Carlson for years and years, right?
Yes.
Even though San Jose is picking up some of that money, that was a major financial commitment for them. They did that. That's done for the Penguins. Unfortunately, it looks like both were bad moves.
I still want to see Jarry in one more playoff, though. I want to see, you know, based on the fact that he's had not good performances at all in postseason play, I want to see what he would do if he got another chance.
Right.
Do you think they're still going to look to trade him? Do you think they still will trade him?
Well, first of all, you have to see Blomqvist playing in the NHL. Yes. I don't want to see him anymore in the AHL. I need to see him up here early. And
well, he's not going to be here if you have
I know
these
that.
Two guys.
And
I know
here's
that.
Why. They're going to trade him, Joe. I'm not going to say they're going to look to trade him. I think they will. They don't have any choice. They have to trade
him. I think Yoey reported, was it Yoey? No interest? So far, do you believe that?
Yeah, but it depends on what
that
means.
And that's
because
the problem.
That could be like we're not getting enough in return, you know, and we're not going to trade him until we do. And you may have to wait till there's an injury in the season for somebody to want a goaltender or at the trade deadline, too.
I don't want to do that. If I'm the Penguins, again, I use the line a lot when I talk about this, the Buddy Ryan line. I trade him for a six-pack, and it doesn't even have to be cold. You're just trying to get that contract off the books.
Yeah,
I can't imagine that Blomqvist or whatever his name is markedly worse, and there's a good chance he might be better. I would much rather say, listen, it's almost like the Steelers theory here. If you get rid of him and you bring up Blomqvist, you're not paying your goalies anything at all. You should have money to be able to go and make the team.
And their numbers should be right what Jarry was going to give you anyway,
right.
based on his recent track record.
Exactly.
And they've learned, you trade a goaltender, they had Philip Gustafson, and now he's an elite goaltender. He's a starter in Minnesota. He's worked his way up, but they traded him, I think, in the Derek Brassard deal. That was Rutherford. But
yeah,
you have guys like that. Sometimes it's better to play him. And I'd like to see their plan for Joel Blomqvist. If it's going to be all year in the AHL, you're wasting another year if you think he's good enough to play now.
All right, I got numbers on Guentzel first. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And call now to win two tickets to see the Pirates game on July 19th at 6:40 p.m. Join us for Yinzer Palooza weekend at PNC Park. Celebrate all the great things we love about Pittsburgh. Kick off Yinzer Palooza weekend with a post-game Zambelli fireworks show. Let's go to caller number four to our dear friend IT at 412-928-9370. All right, gentlemen. Guentzel, Matt Wenzel, and others reporting it's a seven-year, $63 million contract from Tampa. Do you think he would have signed that same deal here, and would you have signed him for that? Would he have settled for that money here? $9 million a year?
I would say yes.
And would you have done it?
Well, in order to do it, though, you'd have to clear away some space here, too, right? Do they have 63 to put in one player at that point where they are?
I think you can make things work.
You probably could. I kind of like what Michael Bunting brought in return, and they got two other guys who I don't know anything about, and maybe they'll turn out to be players. But I think Bunting represents something different. You know, he's more of a straight line player, and I like those kind of players on a team to give you a little, you know, diversity in how you handle situations. So, you know, Gensel, if they would offer, I think he would have taken it, Paul. I do. But I don't think they were going to go that high.
I don't think he would have.
He wouldn't have stayed here at the same price?
Well, we're talking about him coming back.
Well, I thought you meant at before they get traded him. I thought
I did. Would he have settled? Would he have settled for this money back when they were negotiating?
I think so. Yes, yes.
Should they have done it?
I don't think they would. I don't think so. I think that they should have did exactly what they did, which was trade him, get a couple players back.
But again, that's the philosophy we were talking about with other more elite players. Right. Even though he's elite, they should have done that. That same philosophy.
If I ran the Penguins, I would go to Malkin and Letang and say to them both, give me two teams or however many teams that you're willing to be traded to.
I don't think they would respond. They would say, you're not. You've given me control of my future. It's here.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
But once you know that they don't want you anymore,
right?
That can create a different little dynamic there. I agree with you, Bob. That's probably what they would do. But, man, the second they approach you, you got to feel a little differently about things, don't you?
Not really. They only have so many years left, and they want to complete this here. I think.
I mean, so did Gensel, I'm sure. Gensel's not a spring chicken, by the way. He's going to turn 30 here. Right. And I don't think this is a great deal unless you're trying to win now. Because picturing a 35-year-old Jake Gensel making $9 million a year with the injury history he has, with the beating that he's taken, with the slight build, all of that, I'm not sure that deal's going to turn out great over time. But right now, if you're interested in winning in the playoffs, I think it's
All right, let me ask you this. If you're Tampa and Julien Brisebois, you've made a choice. You've brought in Gensel as opposed to Stamkos.
And if you're trying to win. They cleared out two other good players.
Sergachev, yes, he's gone. My point is, if you're them, would you rather have Stamkos 4 years, Gensel 7 years? If you're trying to win now, which player would you rather have? If it's truly now, is it Gensel or Stamkos?
That's a good question. Probably
Stamkos.
I mean, probably Stamkos.
I look at his performance last year, and you know, when he's healthy, dynamic. 40 goals last year at age 34.
Yeah. I mean,
probably Stamkos.
Gensel can get there too, but it's a whole different dynamic now.
Right.
The way he plays versus the way Stamkos plays.
And there could be something to be said about wanting to change a little bit of the dynamic. If they felt like maybe things were getting a little bit stale with him. I mean, you know, just trying to change it up a little bit.
Last 3 years for Stamkos, 42, 34, 40 goals. 106, 84, 81 points. Yeah. Plus, he's just a weapon, one of the great weapons of all time on the power play.
Absolutely.
Of all time with that one.
It's similar to Ovechkin in the way he handles it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. I just, it's very interesting how this happened. And again, there are people in Tampa who wanted Stamkos to stay. He's won a couple of cups there. They got to another final.
Yeah, I don't think they're complaining about Jake Gensel.
No, but I think if you probably, just because of the way it is, it's viewed differently in Tampa right now. It may change.
You don't think they're happy?
I think a lot of them wanted Stamkos to stay.
Yeah, you're probably right. But I think it sure eases the blow when you have... Gensel coming in. You can at least see the plan. Nobody can see the plan here. Nobody knows what the hell the Penguins are doing. They're trying to live in the contention world and out of it. He made long-term commitments last year to stay a contender for a good long time. But he also wants to secure the future. It doesn't work that way.
I think all the long-term really, really makes it hard, especially when you miss on them.
You made your bed. They've been making the same bed for years. You can't undo it.
Which leads us to Marcus Pettersson, who you can argue was their best defenseman last year, all-encompassing the way he played. He was the most responsible. There was a time they didn't want him, I don't think, and now they must want him to remain. But then again, there's a cost involved in that. So how do you fit him in? If you're trying to bring in other guys in this offseason, I don't know how much money they could spend. They had like $3.5 million available after the Hayes deal. So... I don't know.
Right.
I'd sign him. Wouldn't you?
How much would he want? He's making four, I think, now.
More than four. You start there. It's going to be more than four.
Maybe it's not 4. Maybe it's 3.5. It's certainly in that range.
Yeah. He signed a 5-year, $21 million deal.
So what's that, $4 million
plus? What is he, a $6 million player? $5
million?
Yes, $5 million?
I had to have to say no on that based on how much money I have invested in my defense right now. But then again, where are your answers if you lose him?
Well, isn't he the kind of player, whether you're rebuilding or contending, isn't he the kind of player you want?
Yes.
A young player
who's good?
But
again, the price may dictate.
Yeah. Well, you have control of that for the time being, at least, or at least some, unless he's thinking, I want to get to unrestricted free agency at some point. When does that happen?
At the end of this year. He's like Crosby. He has a year left.
This is it. He's got, in the next year, he becomes a free agent.
He may have his heart set on that.
It may be worth, if he has another good year, maybe we're signing him right now. You might get him for a little less now than you would if you waited.
Here's a question. Is he, in your mind, at this point, this isn't a lifetime achievement award. If you were the general manager and I say to you, you can have Pettersson or Letang, but not both.
Pettersson.
Right?
I mean, what they need is more of that kind of.
But my point is, here's my point. Letang is making $6.1 million, which means Pettersson probably is going to say, well, I need $6 million a year.
Well, so he's going to want a raise. There's no question about that.
So if he came to you and said, let's do a 4-year deal, $24 million, would you do it?
Again, there's a lot of money being invested in your defense. When you add Graves, Letang, Carlson, and him all over the $6 million mark or whatever, in that range, that's a lot of money.
Well, here are the guys.
But you need him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a good calming influence. He takes the role of Brian Dumoulin if he's paired with Letang or Carlson. You know what I mean? He's that responsible guy who, in his heyday, was very good.
Well, unless you blow him away with an offer, if I'm him, I'm heading out to the open market, right? Why would he settle for anything? Why would he settle?
Unless he has a bad year and maybe he hurts his chances of getting the money he's looking for.
Possibly. Age 20, he's right in that prime zone for a big contract. All right. 412-928-9370. Let's get into some Pirate talk. City Limits has a showdown coming up at noon. He's replaced Bob now that he's full-time with the showdown. Bob, you're relieved of your showdown duties. That's City Limits' job, okay?
All right, City Limits. Make sure you use a wide variety of different sports.